The Science to Set the Saga Straight, Hormonal Effects in Essential Oils, A Review of the Estrogenetic Essential Oils, Fennel Oil, Part 1. I just published Part 2 of my review of Clary Sage Oil on my Healing Health and Wellness blog. In this article, I also provided a summary of all my most recent posts relating to the hormonal effects of essential oils. It contains links to An Introduction to Hormones in Essential Oils, the debunking of the latest endocrine scare with lavender and tea tree oils, my takeaway points for safe use of essential oils for overall reproductive health, and more. If you've fallen behind or just curious, it may benefit you to read it. As I've mentioned previously, the goal of this series of estrogenetic oils is to examine the research, provide the experts' interpretations, and state my conclusions based on my own experience and assimilated knowledge of essential oils. Now, I will continue with the next highlighted essential oil, fennel. Similarly to Clary Sage Oil, first I'll give an overview of this essential oil. Then, in a future post, I will focus more on the research relating to its hormonal effects. A tasty review of fennel oil. Essential oils have a history of internal application for healing purposes. In fact, many are listed in the European Pharmacopoeia for taking by mouth. If you've been following my essential oils blogs for a while, you may remember back when I highlighted the culinary benefits of fennel oil. I use this popular oil as a specific example of the safety of essential oils for ingestion. Below is an overview of fennel oil, which is important to understand as we consider its synergistic effects of the whole body, not just isolating hormonal studies. In part one of my fennel series, I wrote, fennel is a biennial plant with yellow flowers and feathery leaves. This medicinal and aromatic herb belongs to the Apiaceae family, which is also known as the celery, carrot, or parsley family. Its origins are from the Mediterranean, but it's widely cultivated worldwide. The composition of pharmacological-grade fennel oil is standardized in the European Pharmacopoeia to not less than 60% anthanol, 15% fenacone, and a maximum of 5% estradiol, with the seed containing not less than 4% of the total volatile oils. The official fennel oil is Fornicum vulgare versus Fornicum dulce. Anisole is responsible for sweet taste, whereas fenacone is bitter, which is the first one, vulgare. I then discussed the German E-Commission guidelines for fennel and highlighted their internal usage instructions as evidence of safety with proper use. Fennel oil's indications include digestive and respiratory system soothing, potent microbe inhibition, an antioxidant and flavoring agent. In part two of my fennel series, I discussed in vitro, in vivo, and human trials with fennel oil. I also highlighted some hormonal effects found in petri dishes, which we are cautious about interpretation, and rodents, again, caution noted. From these studies, fennel oil was found to protect rats' livers, calm mice's brain, support healthy breast cells in petri dishes, promote healthy production in pregnant women, humans, provide antispasmodic action for modulating uncomfortable uterine contractions in premenstrual rodents. I guess rats get PMS too. Selectively cytotoxic in cancer cell lines. Back to safety first. The safe use of fennel oil in the estradiol debate. In my blog on the five safety and uses for cautage of fennel oil, specifically, I reviewed the importance of proper dosage, quality of the essential oil, taking the therapeutic essential oil versus the isolated constituents, and the estradiol debate. All of the above except the estradiol debate you can access in the resource section of safety that I provided in the link in the article. What's the big deal about estradiol? Fennel is one of the essential oils that contains these compounds, and some have considered it to be toxic. In a blog that I previously wrote, I wrote the caveats behind declaring the substance harmful. Some of the points may sound familiar. Not considering the differences between an isolate and the metabolic pathways of rodents versus humans may be why one of fennel's constituents, estradiol, was initially deemed toxic. However, when further explored for human consumption, it was found to not pose a risk at intended doses. According to the 2005 EMA, or the European Medicines Agency, Exposure to estradiol resulting from consumption of herbal medicine products, short-term use in adults at recommended pulse allergy, does not pose a significant cancer risk. Nevertheless, further studies are needed to define both the nature and implications of the dose response curve in rats and low levels of exposure to estradiol. In the meantime, exposure of estradiol to sensitive groups such as young children, pregnant, and breastfeeding women should be minimized. Important note, the studies were using straight estradiol and not reporting on the internal use of fennel oil, which I did review in another article here and the link that I provided. Another less important note, if you go ahead and read the blog, minimize is spelled differently across these. In an excellent 2012 comprehensive review article in evidence-based complementary and alternative medicine, the author summarized the mechanisms of action of fennel's constituents and the differences in their assimilation and biotransformation in humans versus rodents. They discussed the importance of considering the whole decoction. The author stated, consideration of these issues, dose, administration form, and differences in metabolism between species raises doubts about the conclusion that fennel seed can be reasonably anticipated to be a human carcinogen. It is clear that human and animal metabolism cannot be directly compared, but we think data should deserve attention. They concluded, in all the animal studies reviewed, isolated, purified estradiol was used. Thus, the findings giving a toxicological profile of this only molecule and not the profile risk of the entire decoction. In humans, estradiol usually enters the body as a component of fennel tea or as a food that has been seasoned with herbs that contain many other substances like navadenosine, epilocataplene, other flavonoids, and anethol that have a protective role, so counterbalance the possible effects of pure estradiol. In this context, estradiol occurs in the form of an extremely complex phytochemical mixture. If data about a single constituent in vivo can be used as a basis for statements about a herb, then data about other constituents should also be fully considered, because we think it is the only way to establish definitively if a substance is dangerous or not. And if it is a substance used from many years in a particular subset of consumers or patients, epidemiological data, when available, can help in establishing together with the real mode of use the effective risk for consumers. In a 2016 human study with predominantly female IBS patients, the effect of a combination of curcumin with fennel oil was studied in relationship to improvements in the quality of life and symptoms for 30 days. In the trial, the authors reported that this combination was, quote, safe, well-tolerated, and induced symptom relief in patients with IBS. Note, the study funding may have influenced results. This weekend, I'll review what we've learned about fennel in my oily weekend tip and how I use it personally and in my clinic. Then I'll continue on with a few studies that examine its hormonal effects or lack thereof in a later post. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.